Well, Mr. Henriksen, a key to this obviously has to be the intelligence. Do we have the intel network to pull off these intricate strikes in Syria?
No, not presently. We had much better, very good intelligence when the United States was at war with thousands of troops in Iraq, because we had what we called then fusion cells, which brought together agents from the CIA and the military special forces and other agencies, the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and so on, all working together, parsing sentences, pulling together every little bits of information, and then being very good at getting it out quickly to the forces that were going to implement attacks.
Exactly.
I want to talk about the president's strategy. He's saying that he doesn't want to add any U.S. boots on the ground. How realistic is this? If we look back at the past when U.S. forces were training Iraqi forces, how realistic do you think this would be, his strategy would be?
Well, it's a short-term strategy. I don't think he kept mentioning that he wanted to degrade and defeat the ISIL or ISIS or the Islamic State. But on the other hand, you can only do so much with air. You can blow up some vehicles. You can blow up a troop concentration. But if the insurgents, the terrorists, go to ground, if they hide out, they'll be extremely hard to get out. And we had enormous forces in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it still required boots on the ground, soldiers doing all sorts of things to ferret out the enemy.